And joining us right now is Victoria Zadrock. She is, of course, the new Penthouse Pet of the Year. But, you know, she's gorgeous, obviously, but that's only part of the story. It's amazing. It's actually, I'm amazed by you.
Thank you.
Because, well, first of all, where are you from originally now?
I'm originally from Kyiv, Ukraine. I came to the United States as the first exchange student back in 1989. And I fell in love with the United States, and I decided to stay here.
Now, tell us about your educational background.
Well, I came here, I was supposed to be a high school exchange student, but I was placed straight in college because our educational system was so much more stringent. So I got my bachelor's degree at the age of 18, and I then started the JD PhD program. I got my JD from Villanova Law School, and then just recently a PhD in clinical psychology from Drexel. And now I'm getting certified as a sex therapist. So I have a lot of degrees, too many.
Yeah, now, most people don't associate someone who's a lawyer and a PhD with a penthouse pet. It's kind of new. And not only that, you're not the 21-year-olds they usually have, though, the 19-year-olds. You're around 30, aren't you?
Yes, I'm 30.
You look fantastic, obviously. You look fantastic. But what made you... I understand that you want to be a sex therapist. You want to write books about it. You want to write videos. You want to do all these kind of things. But why get into the pages of Penthouse yourself? What was the reasoning behind it?
Well, I've been modeling for a long time, partly to support myself because I got married and then I got divorced and I was in the midst of this JD PhD program, so that was a good way to get some extra income in my spare time. So I modeled for a long time, and eventually I grew more and more comfortable with erotic photography, and I've always liked what Penthouse stood for, so the politics, you know, magazine of sex, politics, and protest.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought it would be a great way, you know, kind of representative of the very of the American things I grew so fond of. So it was a natural transition for me.
Have you become a citizen here yet?
Yes, I mean, a proud United States citizen.
Mm-hmm. You know, I the whole thing is just amazing to me, as I mentioned, but I can see where this is all leading in terms of if you get yourself exposure, and then you try to use that exposure toward promoting what you want to do, which is therapy and helping people with sexuality. Interestingly enough, in the United States, sex is still verboten. You know, it's amazing to me how closed-minded most Americans are. If you go to Europe, it's completely different. What was it like in the Ukraine? Was it an uptight society there as well?
It was very uptight because under communism, obviously. But what happened is around the time when I was growing up, when I was a teenager, when perestroika, glasnost, all those things were happening. And we were, my generation was the vanguard of sexual revolution in Russia. So I was, you know, the 60s, the equivalent of the 60s happened in the 80s in Ukraine and Russia, and I was part of that. So we sort of not only brought down the Iron Curtain, but also brought down a lot of this sort of the repressive sexual regime as well.
Mm. When you were in Russia, I mean, did people look at you and go, "Wow, you were just gorgeous"? Did they treat you special when you were younger?
Oh no, not at all. I was a nerdy teenager. I had acne. I was sort of an ugly duckling, I'd say. I mean, not an ugly duckling, but not the glamorous girl I am now. It took me a while, I'd say, to blossom, if you put it that way. I was a bookworm. I didn't really pay much attention to my appearance. And there were a lot of beautiful women in Ukraine. I wouldn't say that I'm that unique looking. I didn't really think much of my looks back then. It wasn't until I came here and I was trying to figure out a way to finance my education that I came, you know, I ended up getting listed with a modeling agency, and I started in, you know, doing Kmart catalogs.
Hmm.
And then slowly progressed into other modeling.
What was the first modeling you did nude, do you remember?
I was actually a Playboy Playmate back in October of 94.
Really?
So that's how it all started, yeah.
Wow, so you were much younger then.
Yes.
And then you became the Penthouse Pet in 2002.
Yes, and House Pet June of 2002.
Right.
And believe it or not, I'm sort of, I think women get better with age. I think it's a shame that these magazines run these 18-year-olds, because I look at my layouts back then, and I think the last layout, that my critic, one that's on the stands right now, absolutely the best of, the best pictures I've ever taken at 30, then, I mean, they're so much better than the ones I took at 20. Because I'm more comfortable with my body. I'm just much more of I'm a woman now. I'm not some girl that's trying to figure out her sexuality.
As a Penthouse Pet of the Year special edition is on the stands right now. Jenna Jameson is the centerfold in the issue.
Yeah, she's the Pet of the Month, and I'm the Pet of the Year. So it's a very popular issue.
You know, I have a lot of respect for you for the things you want to do. My only question to you, and again, I think the nude body is beautiful and artistic, and I've had no problem myself posing in the past. I was in Playgirl in the 70s myself. So,
really?
Yes.
That's amazing.
So, I understand the whole thing. My only question to you is, why pose with the implements that they used in the pictorial? I don't think that really makes you look better. I don't think it's sexy. I know what Penthouse is doing this. Did they tell you how to do this, or was it something you wanted to do?
No, they tell you. I think part of it is that people are becoming more and more jaded with just simple nudity, because we see nudity on, primetime TV. It's everywhere, all over the Internet. So I think a lot of people require a little bit more these days to get aroused. I mean, men used to get aroused back in the 60s just to see, an exposed breast. Back then was arousing. Now I think that people are more jaded, and they require a little more visual stimulation to get aroused.
I don't know what the rest of the guys out there think, but maybe we'll find out when people email me, or maybe email you as well. But I don't think that's attractive. I kind of like the girl-on-girl pictures, guys like that. I don't like the peeing pictures that I see.
I don't like personally myself. I actually haven't done those. But on my website, I have my own website that I run, planetvictoria.com. So I do have my members email me. And the trend is the guys do like a little more explicit shots these days. They like toys. I think men and women are getting more and more into toys these days. So that part is popular. I don't think the fetish shots, I mean, I do some fetish, like leather, latex. Foot fetish is popular. The peeing shots are not my favorite either, and I wasn't asked to do those. I think
Jenna
was asked to do that because she's done so much more already. I mean, she's done hardcore boy and girl stuff, so I think they wanted a little more shocking.
By the way, I like your leather look. I think you look really sharp in the leather, so
Thank you.
Fetish outfits, it doesn't appeal to me as a fetish thing, but I just think you look good in it.
Yeah, yeah. It's a popular fetish, leather, latex, rubber, all of those fetishes.
Yeah.
And I cater to a lot of them. I mean, I try to make, like on my website, I try to make, I try to make it as exciting as possible with as many different outfits and looks, and because there's a lot of fetishes out there.
I know you get about $100,000 for this Penthouse Pet of the Year thing. And, of course, it'll lead you to other things. What are you going to do with the money?
Well, partly we needed to repay some of my school loans. All this education I got is definitely very expensive. Part of that, I want to help out my family. I brought my family over here from Ukraine, so it's not easy. And my dad doesn't speak any English. It's not so bad, and I'm going to try to invest some of it. I'm a prudent, I do like all the girly things. I like to dress up, but I'm a prudent person. I like to invest whatever I can, and I'm also building another website. It's sexdocs.com, and so it's going to be a portal for relationship and dating sex advice. So I'm going to put some of the money in it to make it more interesting and interactive.
Now, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That's okay. I said I already have planetvictoria.com, and it's a lot of work. So I'm going to get help to run.
Yeah, well, they can generate a ton of money, though, which is nice.
The planetvictoria.com is a profitable site. I think the dating sites, at least at the beginning, are not really profitable. They're more just to get your name out there. Maybe eventually, but at the beginning, I won't be charging for it. The advice will be free.
Mm. Planet Victoria is the one we're talking about here. You know, one of the things that intrigues me here is, you know, I'm a big Bob Guccione fan myself. He's been on the show many times, and his philosophy, and Hugh Hefner's as well, of the free press and free thought, sexuality, all that kind of stuff is very important to me. You have a law degree now.
Mm-hmm.
Have you decided to maybe help people using that law degree as well to open up the fronts of sexuality and some of the freedom issues?
I thought about it. I thought of doing some, you know, constitutional First Amendment rights issues. It's hard, you know, it's hard to do everything. So right now, every time I say to myself, well, I'm going to do more intellectual pursuits, more modeling things come up. Like, I never thought I would still be modeling at 30, but I'm busy, so I'm going to take the modeling, I'm going to ride this wave as long as I can, and then possibly in the future I might do something with law, constitutional law, but right now my goal is just to concentrate more on the sex advice, dating relationship, because I would like to have my own show. I've just done a pilot that I'm hoping is going to take off, a sex school type of pilot, because I think Americans do need to be more open about sexuality, and I think we need more shows like that, just for people to get more comfortable with the issues involving, you know, human sexual behavior.
Well, with the glut of cable networks, maybe there's one that will pick you up and give you a chance.
Yeah, the one we did that right now is for Spike TV, and we'll see what happens there. So that's my primary concentration. Is I want to do my own line of sex education videotapes, and so that'll go in that direction.
Now, Suze Randall, the great photographer, said you are the perfect woman. Now, the perfect woman obviously had a husband at one point who's no longer a husband. Can the perfect woman find a perfect guy?
That's tough. I am dating somebody special right now, and it's working out. But, you know, relationships are difficult. They're challenging. It's actually difficult to date somebody like me because I'm on the road a lot, and it's just in a spotlight. So it's not an easy thing.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't think anybody is really perfect. We're all like fallible human beings, and we have to give each other just credit for trying to be good.
Now, what kind of guy are you dating? I don't want to know his name. It's none of my business. But is he in show business?
No. He's a regular guy. He's he has a degree in physical therapy, and he's also a family therapist as well. So he's sort of in the helping field, a therapist, and he's just a regular guy, just a nice guy.
Now, where did you meet him?
Heart. I believe it or not, I met him in a nightclub, which is a very unlikely place.
Really?
Good people, but I guess you just never know.
Wow. Did he say you and go, oh my God, look at you?
No, you know, he was actually with another woman, and I was somebody else I was dating, and we just sort of exchanged phone numbers as friends and called each other. And then the first time I called him, we talked for like about an hour or so. And I said, we got to meet. So that's how it came about.
Wow. That's kind of a great story.
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting.
I kind of like that. Now, it also says that you you run workshops for photographers who want to learn how to shoot glamorous models.
Yes. I have it actually advertised on my website also, planetvictoria.com. Click on Meet Me. There is an area. There is a link to the workshop, which I run twice a year. And because I've been in the industry for so long, I've modeled so many years, and so we do run these workshops. I hire other models, and we get photographers to get together, and we teach, you know, sort of the ins and outs of this industry.
Now you're writing a book, something like Understanding Sexual Fantasy. How important is sexual fantasy to you personally? Do you fantasize quite a bit? Or I know you're obviously the object of much fantasy.
I think it's crucial. I think sexual fantasy is part, you know, of our, you know, personas of who we are. I think it's absolutely crucial for all of us. And I fantasize a lot, absolutely. There's still a lot of fantasies that I would like to fulfill, but perhaps some of them are going to remain fantasies. That's sort of the point of my book.
Yeah, and I know it's been told to me that one of your fantasies is getting together with the guy from P&P Network, Mark Snyder, and I just want to squash that right now, that it just can't happen. I'm sorry to tell you that.
Well, that will make the fantasy all the more enticing.
Well, it's been a pleasure talking to you, and folks can go to planetvictoria.com, also sexdocs, sexdocs.com, and they can go pick up the great Penthouse Special Edition Pet of the Year and meet a woman who is not just beautiful, but has really got some depth to her, which is, I think, a great thing for Penthouse to have.
Thank you so much, and I would love to be back on the show to promote my book, you know, Sex Education Tapes, my show, all the things I'm doing.
You have my number.
Yes, I do.
So keep it close to your heart, and when you have something to promote, feel free to call me.
So should I call you instead, or should I email? Which is easier?
You can email me or call me. Either way.
Let me get your email. What's your
my email? Is Mark M-A-R-K at pmpnetwork.com.
PMPnetwork.com. This has been busy with faxes here all morning. Mark at PMPnetwork.com. And what's the number for the studio?
The number you just called, 781.
I thought it was the same number.
341-8332.
8332. Okay, great.
Okay.
Mark, I'll definitely be calling back.
And if you're going to be in Boston, make sure you give me a call.
Absolutely.
All right.
All right.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.